I desire your prayers this afternoon. The Lord bless us this time looking into his word. Maybe we could just bow our heads again briefly in prayer. Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the strength that you have given us. We thank you, Father, for the mercies extended to us. We acknowledge you as being God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, Son, that you have sent for our Savior and the redemption of our souls.
Yes, Lord.
I ask you, Lord, today to take these words by your Spirit, Lord, translate them to the hearts of the hearers.
Yes, Father.
Meet our needs, dear Lord, while we are here. Relay your message to us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've written on the board, holy anointing oil. Had no idea that this couple was going to come up for prayer. I'd like to read a few verses of scripture in the book of Exodus, beginning in the 30th chapter. 22nd verse. Exodus 30, verse 22 beginning. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250, sweet calamus, 250, cassia, 500, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. Thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. Thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith and the ark of the testimony. All of the articles goes over to the anointing, all the articles in the temple. 30th verse, Aaron and his sons, consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, This shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. These are instructions the Lord gave to Moses after the articles in the temple, the design, the divine plan, have been given to him. And now they're done. They're built. They're in the place where they should be. The Lord gave very specific instructions concerning those articles and the placement of them in the temple. And he gave, it was his desire that they would follow his instructions specifically, and that when they did so, he wanted to be able to put his sanction and his approval on what they did. I can't imagine Moses feelings when God gave him all this instruction in the mount. How am I going to remember all of this? God had told him what he wanted. Moses came down and began working with that. The Lord spoke to him, I believe it was, and told him, I have some men who are very skilled in these crafts. Bezalel and Aholiab. Seek out them and put them aside. Sanctify them for this work. And they'll have men working under them that are craftsmen. And it amazes me how the Lord used these things and all of these articles in the temple to point to a much clearer picture. Those things written aforetime were written for our learning, one of the writers says. Talks about the law having a shadow of good things to come. all the sacrifices that were done, everything that they did in obedience to the law, all of those could not make the comers thereunto perfect, but they followed. They followed the commands, the teaching of the Lord, and in so doing, it brought a blessing from the Lord to their lives. When, in my mind, putting it in my own words, after the articles were completed, the temple was completed, all of the vessels were completed, Bezalel and Aholiab, the folks that worked under them, I would say they brought those articles to them. Bezalel and Aholiab, here's what you said you wanted built. Here it is. What do you think? Is this what you were asking for? Remember, this was God's house. So is this what you were telling us, Bezalel, Aholiab? Is this what you were asking for? I see Bezalel and Aholiab looking at him and say, I think that's what we wanted. I think that's what Moses asked for. So Moses, here are the articles. It's all done. Moses, would you take a look? What do you think? Is this what you were asking for? Is this what the Lord told you in the mount? Look them over, Moses, and see what you think. Moses looked at them, and he gave his approval, his sanction to it. They brought them to the Lord. Placed them in the temple. The candlestick, the altar of incense, the golden altar, the brazen altar, the Ark of the Covenant, the cherubims, all of those things placed in their proper order, in their proper place. And now the true test comes. Lord, here it is. I think this is what you told us to do. And as best we could, Lord, in following your instructions and your divine plan, here it is. How did the Lord receive it? He accepted it. He told them, all of these articles that you've built for me, I want you to make this holy anointing oil, this compound, after the art of the apothecary, and go throughout the temple and anoint each one of these articles for their individual service to me. They're sanctified to me. They're set aside for me, for my work, for my design, for my plan. What I want for them, I want them sanctified, anointed before me. So they did. When it was brought before the Lord, the Scripture tells us that the cloud came down over that temple. The cloud came down. It says Moses, Aaron, they couldn't stand to minister because of the cloud. We heard a little bit this morning about the light and the cloud being one and the same. Hard to comprehend, hard to understand. The secret things belong to God. There's some things that the Lord just doesn't want us to waste our time looking into because they are His. We can worry our minds and trouble our hearts and be so vexed with trying to understand. Proverbs says, of making many books, there's no end. There's a lot of study. But when the Lord came down and put His sanction approval on that, it was obvious that He accepted it. When Solomon built a temple for the Lord, desiring, David wanted to build a house for him. David couldn't do it. He was a bloody man. He was a man of war. But Solomon built the temple. When all of those articles were set in place, do you remember the glory of the Lord, how it came down? That day when all those things were set in order, the glory of the Lord came down and blessed. Once again, they couldn't stand to minister because the glory of the Lord was so great. Folks, I want us to understand today the Lord is looking for a way to bless your life, my life, every one of us in such a way that when we come together, so does the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
When we put ourselves on the altar before the Lord, He's asking something of us. He's asking us to be anointed, if you will, set aside for His work.
Yes.
Set aside for the accomplishing of the Lord's work. And how wonderful it is that the Lord looks down upon us with His love, and we don't always understand the things that He's asking us to do. I'll speak for myself. Many's the time I've had to go back before the Lord and say, Lord, I got that wrong. I didn't quite have what you wanted me to do. I made a mistake. And I didn't realize that this is the direction you were leading me. Lord, if you'll help me. I remember one time specifically. I'll share it with you. It's an embarrassing moment for me, but I'm going to share it with you. At home, local congregation, the Lord gave me a message with beyond a shadow of a doubt. The Lord gave me a message. I took the pulpit, started to deliver that message. I looked out at the audience, and there was an individual in that crowd that word was going to cut right across their path. So what did I do? In my foolishness and my folly, I attempted to amend the word, the burden that the Lord gave to me. I want to tell you, the Lord that gave this physical ability, move hands, arms, produce words, the mind, it's a miracle to me how the thoughts, the mind, the words can come out. It's a miracle to me how that happens. That same God that gives that can take it. I was standing there before the congregation, and as I began to amend the things that the Lord gave to me, in my mind began to amend those things, He wiped my mind clean. I stood there before that group of people, and I knew that I had made a very bad mistake. And there was no amending it then. I couldn't go back at that point and fix it. He closed my mind. He closed my mouth. I said, "I'm sorry. I have made a mistake," and I took my seat. The Lord had someone else there to stand up, deliver the word. Hadn't even given them a message beforehand, but knew what my situation was, and at that same time that my mind was being wiped clean, was filling that mind with the word.
Yes.
God is good, folks. He knows what to do. He knows how to take care of things. I took my seat. I licked my wounds. I was embarrassed. I knew I had made a grave mistake.
Yes.
I went home. "Lord, I am so sorry. I've made a bad mistake. What do I do now, Lord? How do I get..." He said, "I want you to go back tonight and do just what I told you to do."
Yes.
"Yes, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it." By the grace of God, still today, folks, that's what I intend to do.
Amen.
Give His word. I'll give His word by the grace of God. So we make our mistakes. There's some things along the way that we make a blunder of things, and we have to go to the Lord. And you know what's wonderful to me? What is so wonderful to me and comforting to me? The Scriptures give us hope. "Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth."
Yes.
"Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth." He chastened me. I can walk away from that and have my feelings hurt and go bury my head in a corner somewhere. Or I can say, "Lord, thank You. You chastened me because You love me. You weren't willing to cast me aside or turn me away. You did it because You love me. And You helped me to be able to regain ground."
Yes.
Oh, I tell you, folks, the Lord is all about us regaining ground.
Amen.
He's all about us making it in. He's all about helping us to get where we need to be.
That's
right. So if you find yourself making a blunder along the way, don't be discouraged. When the Lord comes along and says, "You shouldn't have done it like that." "Yes, Lord, thank You for loving me. Thank You for loving me." This holy anointing oil, I'd like to turn to the book of James. Now, I'm not going to speak for every other minister here. I'm going to speak for myself. But I want to read a few verses here. 5th chapter of James, beginning with the 13th. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. How many times have you as a minister been asked to pray the prayer of faith? I want to tell you something. Whenever I hear that, I'd like to shrink into a little ball into a corner somewhere. Pray the prayer of faith. Do I have enough faith? Is it my faith that's going to save someone? Is it my faith that's going to heal at an altar of prayer? Am I the one that has to have enough faith in all of these instances in life? It brings a shudder over my spirit when I think of that. Lord, is this individual going through difficulty in their life because my lack of faith? Is it me, Lord? I feel that. I feel that sometimes. I wonder sometimes about, Lord, what are we going to do about these things? Sometimes these people bear afflictions for years. I'll tell you, folks, the Lord knows what He's doing.
Yes.
I've seen the Lord work in lives. I've seen affliction come. I've seen the hand of God reach and touch a person's life. I've seen Him reach out to someone who had struggled throughout their lives with spiritual things and touch them with affliction. I've seen Him bring them through an affliction and bring them to a point, at some point in that affliction, where they humble themselves. They become so sweet. They become so mellow. They become so resigned, submitted. And I see, Lord, when I see those things coming, I wonder sometimes if it's right for me to pray for healing. Because I see the Lord getting fruit.
Yes.
Ripe.
Yes.
To harvest.
Yes.
For His kingdom.
Yes.
I tell you, folks, those are the things that run through our minds. Lord, help us when we're dealing with those things. Now, when we're working with these issues, this couple that came up just a while ago to be prayed for, many's the time that we've had folks come to the altar reaching out for healing. Physical distress in their bodies. And my heart goes out to them. Because as they come before the Lord, they're following the tenets of the Scripture, the Word of God, to be anointed with oil. And I look at that sometimes, not belittling it at all. Please don't misunderstand me. But I think of that. Here we are, gathering around an individual, reaching out with them, agreeing with them in prayer, calling on God. Lord, out of heaven, would You reach down and touch this individual's life? They've got problems. They've got a physical need. Lord Jesus, by Your stripes we are healed. You were crucified on the cross, Lord. You went all the way for us. And I'll tell you today, I believe the Word of God teaches us that it's safe for a man to trust God just as far as he possibly will, just as far as he possibly can go. For every need that a man has in his life, soul, mind, body, it is safe to trust the Lord.
Yes.
And I believe with all my heart, the Word of God teaches us that when we're in those places of distress, the safest place to go is to run to Jesus. Run to Jesus and sue to Him for the help that we need in every issue of life that we face. Now bear in mind, the Lord gave specific instructions on the articles in that temple with that holy anointing oil. Anoint each one of them for their individual service. When that was done, the plan followed through, the Lord came down and put His blessing on it. Now, I'd like for us to think, I believe it's Romans 12th chapter. Yes. First verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This scripture says it's reasonable service. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. First Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? I'd like to ask this afternoon for your consideration. I'm not going to insist on this. I'd like to ask for your consideration, looking at the Word, looking at the principles of the Old Testament, the articles anointed for their individual work, the practice of anointing with oil for those who come before the Lord at an altar, for prayer, for physical distress, needs in their bodies. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord. What? Know you not that you're the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Ghost? Folks, can I put something out here for us to consider this afternoon? When we come before the Lord in an altar of prayer and we're asking for Him to give us healing to our bodies, can we think that there might be a deeper message that the Lord is trying to get across to us? That when we come and take our seat on these altar benches and we sit before the Lord and we receive that anointing, Are we looking only for healing? Are we looking only for physical release? Or am I saying, as I sit here before the Lord, Lord, take me. I consecrate myself to you, Lord. Whatever situation this is, live or die, Lord, I'm yours. Your holy anointing oil. The scripture said, upon man's flesh it shall not be poured. Not just any man, not just every man, but those who would consecrate themselves, sanctify themselves, set themselves apart for the service of the Lord, to the will of the Lord. Lord, here I come. I sit before you, I place myself before you, I reach to you. I reach to you because I am weak and I need strength. I need help from you. My spiritual man needs help from you. My physical man needs help from you. My emotional being needs help from you, Lord. I come before you and I place myself at this altar and I receive anointing. Am I the laver? Am I the candlestick? Am I the golden altar, the brazen altar? Lord, I'll be whatever it is you're asking me to be. I'll take whatever part you're asking me to take. Lord, whatever you want from me in my life, live or die, Lord, I want to be yours. I come to you because I believe you are well able to heal. Oh, how many times have we seen healings? I've seen healings. I've seen the Lord come down and immediately change conditions. I've seen Him work over time to change conditions. That's the Lord's business, how He wants to do it. I've seen folks struggle with affliction. I've seen them walk through the rest of their lives with affliction. That's God's business. That's the Lord's business. Oh, I tell you folks, in my heart, I believe the Lord is calling for every one of us to examine ourselves. When we come before Him, we present ourselves before Him. Lord, whatever you have for me, I'll take it. The word anointing means set apart. Set apart. I come before you, Lord, and I've been here before myself. Sat down on those altars and said, I need help. I've got a physical need in my body. And I never really thought of it on this death until a few months ago when the Lord spoke to me and He started talking to me about it and said, would you be willing to bear affliction for me? Would you be willing? Would you be willing to quietly go through life and bear affliction for me so that I can teach you grace? So that I can teach you patience? Would you be willing to go through life? Would you receive my anointing? Would you accept my anointing on your physical body and using you, allowing you to be set apart for me to show that I work, to show that my grace is sufficient? The Apostle Paul came before the Lord, said three times, didn't he? I sought the Lord for this thing thrice. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. We have a song. Number 206. The last verse of this song says, oh, my heart overflows as I sing of the blood that has washed me so heavenly pure. And the light ever glows in the temple of God, all redeemed in the blood evermore. What temple? The old temple? The chapel building? This body. The light of God ever glowing, the glorious light ever glowing in this body, in this heart, in this temple. Oh, I tell you folks, and that I believe with all my heart, that's what the Lord is asking us to consider when we come before Him, Lord. We come before Him and say, I am sanctified. Amen. I'm glad. I'm learning that process takes me down a road I never thought I'd walk, folks. That process of sanctification when the Lord comes by and sets you apart. When He puts His hand on you, you accept what the Lord has for you. You're willing to say, Lord, yes, I will. Jesus Christ Himself had to struggle with that, folks. If it's any way possible, Lord, if there'd be any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. Lord, I didn't know that You were going to call for this. I didn't know that when I put myself on the altar before you, that this is what you were going to ask for. I didn't know that I was setting myself apart in an anointing. Not just in the sanctification. Very likely in this meeting, we're going to, if it follows the same path as it has normally, there'll be a time when folks will be gathered at these altars for prayer. And having men and women come by, ministers coming by, putting oil and anointing them and praying for them. Let's not overlook some of the depths that the Lord is trying to get us to walk in. Let's not overlook some of the things that the Lord is trying to call us to. Let's not overlook some of the things that the Lord is asking from my life, from your life. Lord, I've heard a song. I asked for healing, and you brought pain. I asked for sunshine, and I got rain. If the Lord sees that that's my lot in life, and that's what it's going to take to help me make it inside of His heaven, amen to the Lord. Amen to Him. I still trust You, Lord. I don't understand all these ins and outs. There are things that are too deep for me. But I know this one thing. You have made the way for eternal life for my soul. You made it possible for me to make it all the way through. Everything that I could ever need in life, Lord, You have promised that it would be there for me. You cause Your rain to fall on the just and the unjust. That is why we can sit down at a meal. If the Lord only allowed His rain to fall on the just, only on the just, wouldn't we have meager rations of food? What a mighty God we serve, folks. What a mighty God we serve. So I'd like to ask your prayerful consideration. I won't insist on it. But I wonder if the Lord isn't talking to us and calling us to deeper levels of consecration before Him. When we present ourselves before Him at the altar of prayer and asking for healing, let's think a little bit deeper. Lord, what else do You have for me? Vessels meet for the Master's use. Suitable to be used by You, Lord. Does that mean I'll have to carry this old bad heart with me the rest of my life? Does it mean I'm going to have to carry this tremor with me the rest of my life? Does it mean I'm going to have to carry whatever this weight is, whatever this load is with me the rest of my life? I want to tell you, be encouraged. God's way is best. He knows how to help you. He knows what to do for you. He knows how to heal. His hand's not shortened. His ear's not heavy. I believe in miracles. Don't take me wrong. I believe in praying for healing for these bodies because the miracles happen. I've heard the testimonies of it. I believe it's proper for us to approach the Lord and come to Him and say, Lord, the Scripture tells us that by Your stripes we receive healing for these physical bodies and for my soul. I receive healing. First things first. Lord, help me to make it inside of Your heaven. If I have to walk with a limp, Lord, that's the way I'll go. If that's the only way I can get in there, Lord, that's how I'll go. Just help me get there. Get me inside of the gate. I appreciate your attention this afternoon. Lord, have mercy on us. And let's pray for one another. We got some road to travel yet before we get inside of God's heaven if we're going to make it. We've got some things to face. We've got some understanding to gain. We've got some things that the Lord wants to show us. I believe He wants to deal with us, every one. And I believe He wants to call us to a deeper personal relationship with Him. I want my part. You pray for me.